The quest to replace the John Haynes Memorial Veterans Hall in Garberville is advancing to reality almost a decade after the original hall was closed. The time clock for resurrecting the hall as a new building is now activated with approval of a $3.8 million bid award for reconstruction. Located on Conger Street, the original hall was demolished in 2023, years after its closure due to mold and other problems related to lack of maintenance. The lead-up to the rebuild project has included tension over the county's responsibility. The overriding issue of lack of maintenance figured prominently during the May 6th Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meeting, whose agenda included approval of the bid award to the Eureka-based Adams Commercial General Contracting Company. Supervisors were wary of the cost during an era of budget deficits, but acknowledged the project's necessity. Board Chair Michelle Bushnell, whose district includes Southern Humboldt, nodded to the concerns, but talked about responsibility and the project's importance.
I know this is a lot of money, and given our budgetary constraints that we are going into, I understand people's concerns. However, I'm adamant that we, you know, are responsible for most of what happened to the vets building with deferred maintenance. And at that time, there wasn't the money, and I understand that. We have promised them for 10 years. 10 years it's been going on that we're gonna do something, we're gonna either fix that building or we're gonna build a new building. They wanted their original building fixed, and I was one of the proponents that said, listen, and with you and your staff saying this building isn't fixable to the tune of, it was gonna just be a ton of money. And so I'm just hopeful that my board will recognize that. I know that the budgetary issues are high on people's minds and that we have concerns about that. But this community deserves this. These veterans deserve this. And it's not just a veterans hall. It's a community center for so many things in Southern Humboldt.
Supervisor Rex Bone recalled his visits to the vets hall years before it was demolished and said delay has only made it harder to do what needs to be done.
You know, in May of 2016, we shut this building down. It was 2012 or 13, we came and we said, hey, we need to fix the mold issue. And at the time it was $1 million. Then we got more mold. And I was down there and saw the buckets of water over in the corner and things like that. And so I find myself now cringing at what the costs have increased. And we're really good at increasing our costs by not getting it done. So here we sit 12, 13, 14 years later. And I remember Estelle saying the same thing. This needs to be done. This needs to be get done. This needs to get done. And then we fast forward and we're still in that position. And, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to hold my nose and say, damn, I don't want to spend this much money. But I'm also going to say it needs to get done because we can't kick this can down any farther.
But Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said she's concerned about, quote, the dynamic costs of construction. And Supervisor Mike Wilson noted the county's multimillion dollar budget deficit and, quote, limited financing capacity. Wilson emphasized that he's completely supportive of rebuilding the hall, but believes external funding should be sought, and one of Garberville's many existing vacant buildings could be repurposed into a new hall in a better location. But during a public comment period, veterans and residents said not proceeding with reconstruction will drag progress on the hall's revival. One veteran of Vietnam said, quote, please don't wait to do something else. That's gone by. We need this now. Louis Lester, a licensed clinical social worker, said he counseled veterans in Southern Humboldt, mostly Vietnam vets, and described the hall's decay as a trauma trigger.
During my work in Garberville, in addition to seeing veterans individually, I ran a support group for vets. This was mostly Vietnam veterans, but also a few vets who served in World War II, Afghanistan, and Iraq. As I recall, it was a time when the roof of the old vets hall badly needed repairs. This was one of the biggest triggers for veterans. A trigger is a reminder of the trauma, which results in re-experiencing the trauma. This was one of the major issues in the group that they talked about at the time. even though it was even before the building was considered closed. It brought up issues of neglect and betrayal, bringing up emotions that triggered many of their traumatic memories. They expressed anxiety about the deteriorating condition of the hall and the roof and the feelings of powerlessness to do anything about it, as the county had control. Ultimately, the hall was ruined, but this brought up similar issues related to betrayal and neglect from their military service. As the years went by and the hall was destroyed, there were constant threats to the hall being rebuilt, but during every debate, the promise to rebuild was supposedly kept, only to be threatened to be canceled time and again. This brought up strong feelings of betrayal again. Let's not repeat this trauma. Please don't betray these veterans again. They have experienced enough trauma and betrayal.
When supervisors approached voting on the bid award, Wilson reiterated his concerns about the way the hall's revival is being done, and Arroyo said she's worried about construction cost overruns. Public Works Director Tom Mattson said the cost will be controlled, quote, by holding the contractor to the contract and not giving him any wiggle room. Met with a round of applause, the board voted to approve the bid award, with Wilson dissenting. Mattson said construction will probably begin within 90 days. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.